out of bounds.
The center fielder at the wall! It's out of here! It's out of here! Got the distance, does it have the accuracy?
Yo, you don't even know what stupid is. It's about to get all stupid up in here.
It's time.
All right, let's do this. Match point, touchdown, etc.
Welcome in. Glad to have you with us. We are live on the Roar. On a Tuesday, December 23rd, 2025. Thanks so much for joining us here on Out of Bounds. William Quaggenbush, Ben Milstead. We are live inside the Upcountry Fiber Studios. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection. Oh, the joys of a pre-Christmas show. This will be our final show of the week. Our final show the Pinstripe Bowl seems like it's going to happen in a million years. And yet... It is happening Saturday, and we, of course, will have that for you right here on the air starting at 6 a.m., but we'll be off the next 3 days, so this is your last chance to get all your thoughts and all your feelings and all your frustrations and all your hopes and dreams out there into the ether before we hit the road for a Christmas break, and then, like I say, we'll be back bright and early on Saturday, dark and early on Saturday morning. 654-ROAR is how you do that. 654-7627 on the phones on the Adams Corby text line. Want to thank Sam Jones. Little program yesterday. Want to thank him for giving me a chance to spend the day with my family, doing a little family Christmas. That was nice. Ben Milstead, how are you, sir?
Hello, Quack. I am fine, just fine. Hey, we're on the air. You better call somebody. Let them know. We're on the air.
Yeah, what is that about? People just don't work today. They're not in the office. Like, I even had some people like, oh, it's the worst to work today. I'm like, I'm excited to go to work today.
I no doubt. I would tell you this, though. Driving here this morning, and John Height and I both showed up here today.
Hey, clap. That's clap for you. That's great. Proud of you guys.
And we... We actually do have one person on the other side of the building. The other side I refer to is the non-on-air side. Sometimes we call them the haves and have-nots. No, I'm just kidding. So, yeah, we've got a couple people here today, surprisingly. But driving here this morning, Quack, I asked John when John and I have the same route, basically. I said, did it feel like COVID to you? There's nobody out on the road this morning. So good for you people taking the day off.
I'm very excited that a lot of y'all, and probably your work is smart, you know. Like, I was thinking about this in a normal job, all right? I was actually talking to my brother-in-law about it. My brother-in-law is, I'm going to say it this way, he works adjacent to healthcare, all right? And his company... adjacent to healthcare, is giving them a half day for Christmas Eve. And I believe they were supposed to have to go back on the 26th. His company, though, was bought out. And so the corporate overlords graciously allowed them to keep their same schedule that they had planned on. So he gets a full day on the 24th and the 26th. But he was like, yeah, man, they're doing half day on Christmas Eve and like, I don't even know what that's about. Like, he's never had that before. Mm. And I thought to myself, you know, this is like the worst for productivity, Christmas in the middle of the week. Because who is productive? Like, today might be a decently productive day. Tomorrow, nothing's getting done. Thursday is Christmas Day, Ebenezer Scrooge. No one's working on Christmas Day. And then Friday is unproductive. I mean... You basically have no productivity this entire week because of when Christmas falls, right?
Christmas on a Thursday is perfect.
It is perfect. It is absolutely perfect.
Because of what you just said. Nobody's in their right mind is working on a Friday between having 2 days off and then getting the next 2 days off. So if y'all need an excuse, a permission slip, to be off Friday. Let me just contact us. I'll get that in the mail to you right away. Get it in time for Christmas. I'll be traveling that day, which I'm excited about. The forecast for New York has changed hourly, and now they're starting to hone in on it. Quack. They're calling for 4 inches of snow Friday night.
Oh, buddy.
So, can't wait.
Open air press box.
Cannot wait. Cannot wait.
Are they going to pull the old Cincinnati Bengals and make you... They going to make you clear snow from the radio booth on Saturday morning?
Probably. Don Munson and I went into the city several years ago. I don't remember what trip it was. Gosh, when, it doesn't matter. It was may have been when we played in played Mississippi State in the Devil's Arena in New Jersey. Anyway,
oh yeah,
I think that's when it was actually. And we went in the city and it was snowing, and the wind blowing, and it was as cold as I've been in a long, long time. It was cold enough that both of our cell phone batteries died.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Oh, my word. That's cold, cold right there. That's colder than New York's supposed to be cold.
Yeah.
Side note on that, I have often thought, like, it would be cool to check the box of, like, go to the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. Go to New Year's Eve in New York City. Like, just be to say that you went to this big spectacle. The amount of time that people sit out at that thing and just freeze their butts off for hours and hours and hours just to be at an outdoor party. Like, I could do that at home for $0 in travel or expenses, eat and drink for free, and go to bed when it's done and control my own climate. Like, I don't, it's not worth, it's too cold in these cities to do this.
Keep your feet warm and your hands warm, people. Feet warm and hands, especially your feet. If you are making that trip, there will be water on the sidewalks and all. Take it from me. Keep your feet warm. It doesn't matter what you look like. This isn't the time for your cute little high heel shoes and, you know, your penny loafers. No, you're going to stay comfortable. So, extra socks, big boots. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. These people never, you know, they're not there judging you what you look like.
Last year, Santa was good to me last year. Santa brought me hand warmers last year, hand and foot warmers. And if you can believe it, they came in handy several places, like during baseball, softball season, like you need those. But basketball in Boston, just getting from the butts of the arena sometimes, you need some hand warmers. Sitting in that arena where they play hockey, hand warmers. Like, hand warmers, if you're going anywhere remotely cold the next 3 months, hand warmers in a stocking is a great thing to ask Santa for. Just throwing that out there. Texter, go ahead.
You go right ahead.
Texter points out it's Penn State weather. You know, I haven't actually thought about that. Like, Clemson doesn't play in 80 degrees. Like, Clemson ain't Miami, okay? And what was the temperature at kickoff of the South Carolina game? Like,
it was south of cold.
I was going to say, that. Like, it was cold. Like, it was, you know, Clemson has played games in cold temperatures. But it is fair to say that Penn State likely has experienced conditions closer to what we will have in Penn State. Do you think that is some sort of an advantage at all for Penn State? I'm not saying the advantage, but, you know, just...
They would certainly be more accustomed to it than we are. I mean, you know, you live in that God-forbidden climate all the time. So,
for some reason,
yeah. But you know, if we're talking about like in the NFL, Green Bay, Chicago, I do think they have an advantage this time of year. When a warm weather team comes, Clemson is sort of that borderline, though, where, like, it's, you know, you play some really hot games, you also play some cold, so it's not like you've never been in it. But it would lean that way, to where it helps them maybe a little, but to your point, not a deciding event. Now, Kevin Jennings at SMU would disagree.
Oh, man.
Poor guy. Poor guy was ruined last year at Penn State.
Kevin Jennings went to number one on the quarterback chili power rankings ahead of Hendon Hooker during COVID.
Texas had 10 for $10 hand warmers at Ingles.
Come on.
I hope that's right. Otherwise, I just did false advertising.
Ingles, low prices, love the savings. Way lower than you would think for hand warmers. Love that. Speaking of Packers, Bears, I know you stayed up on Saturday. We have so much to talk about from the weekend. Like, I got so many thoughts that just were pounding around in my head yesterday, and I was like, gosh, Sam and Ben are talking about this. They're in hog heaven. The Packers-Bears game, though, was like, it was like nightmare fuel, unless you're a Bears fan. Like, it was nightmare fuel. Like, the Packers lose their quarterback. They're gutting it out. They're going to win this game. And the reason they lose is, like, all special teams. First of all, Cairo Santos making two field goals of 43-plus yards in that fourth quarter in that stadium is sort of a miracle in and of itself. The guy made three 40-plus yard field goals in the game with that swirling wind and all that. You're up 10 at the two-minute warning, and you lose the lead in less than a minute 40 seconds.
The NFL this past week was just drunk.
Oh, my gosh!
It felt like every game was just drunk.
Between that game, Bills-Browns was relatively stupid. Panthers-Bucks was a stupid game, to your point. Falcons-Cardinals, dumb game. Steelers-Lions, what was the last play of Steelers-Lions? I don't even know. Like,
there
I
were
saw
seven
that.
Last plays.
I had somewhere to be, and so I got in the car with like 5 minutes left, and so I missed it. I was listening to the station. I was listening to ESPN Radio. Tried to explain to me what happened on that final play, and I had no idea. Then I go, I know what happens in the play. I go watch the play. Ben, I don't even know what I'm supposed to be focusing on because every level of that play was an atrocity. Like, every single thing that happened in that play was an atrocity, and then it ends up getting wiped off the board anyway for, of all things, offensive pass interference. So the ridiculous lateral to the quarterback who can't run and yet hurdled a nation to get to the end zone, the play doesn't count. They lose the game. Again, drunk. Quarterback injuries. Like, Lamar Jackson leaves, Jordan Love leaves, and their team still, like, again, they gut it out. Phillip Rivers with the grittiest of all the gritty efforts, and his team scores 27, and it's not even close, Ben. That game was never, like, it was not even close. We're excited. I'm with my family last night watching the Colts 49ers, and we're jacked up. Hollis is cheering at the TV. We're excited. And then, like, 4 seconds later, the Niners score. The easiest touchdown you've ever seen in your whole life, and we're like, oh. Oh, yeah, that's right. We forgot. this is not good. But you're right. The NFL was drunk. The college football playoff games were drunk. Between the Oklahoma first half and the James Madison second half, it was a very annoying day to have Oklahoma and Oregon, which I did in the contest. Very upsetting. I have a lot to say about it. And we will talk about it on the other side. First, let me tell you what I did this weekend. I did well in underdog this weekend. I did very poorly yesterday. It was a really good weekend. It was a very poor yesterday because I had a lot of faith in Utah State. And I had a lot of faith in the Colts to at least slow down the 49ers. Not even close, okay? Not even close in either of those. But here's a great thing. We got three bowl games today. Maybe Jeff Brohm's final game with Louisville. And I'm excited to play underdog in those moments right there. Underdog Unwrapped. You're going to unwrap tons of promos all throughout the holidays. I got one in my feed on the way here today. Playing on underdog's easy. Hire a lawyer and favorite player stats. It's the easiest way to do daily fantasy. Download the app today. Use promo code OOB to score $75 in bonus entries when you play your first $5. That's promo code OOB. Underdog, make picks, win money. Must be 18 plus, present South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/playing. Get terms underscore DFS underscore .html for details. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Visit ncpgambling.org. We will come back. Lots on Clemson, Penn State. Lots on the college football playoff. Lots on the bowl games coming up. NFL. We got tons of news in the carousel and the portal and everything else. here on Out of Bounds. Stay with us.
Contractors, we know what it takes to build something great. Long days, hard work, and the right materials. At Harbin Lumber Company, we're here to make sure you've got everything you need to get the job done. Since 1917, we've been your trusted partner in building dreams, from framing lumber to finished materials. When you work with Harbin, you're not just getting quality supplies, you're getting a team that's got your back. Visit one of our local lumber yards today, and let's build dreams together.
The holiday season is here, and Elkmont is counting the days to Christmas with a special sales offering for each of the 24 days of Christmas. Items will be added daily and posted on Elkmont's Facebook and Instagram pages. Elkmont has all the brands you love, like On Clouds, Birkenstock, Extra Tough, Patagonia, Z-Supply, Filson, Columbia, Maui Jims, Costa, and so much more. Elkmont is located in Powdersville and Clemson, or online at elkmonttradingcompany.com. That's E-L-K-M-O-N-T tradingcompany.com. Merry Christmas.
I've got to admit, no one does Black Friday like Kohl's. I just shopped their early access deals and saved big. With the 15% off going on, I scored a sweater for under $13 and a throw blanket for just $8.49. Then I got 50% off a few of my favorite Sephora at Kohl's beauty finds and earned some Kohl's cash too. These deals are almost over, so don't wait. Get to Kohl's now. Select styles. Offers end November 9th. Sephora, coupons, and Kohl's cash do not apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
For an outstanding 11 years running, Diamonds and Gold Direct has been named Anderson's Best Jewelry Store. From a vast selection of engagement rings to their designer collection, Diamonds and Gold Direct has earned their place as Anderson's Best. So stop in and see what makes Diamonds and Gold Direct your favorite jeweler. Diamonds and Gold Direct, Anderson's Best Jewelry Store, 11 years in a row, Main Street, across from the mall.
Diamonds and Gold Direct, we're your diamond source.
Nobody does dual enrollment like Tri-County Technical College. It's never too early for you and your child to think about college. The dual enrollment program at TCTC offers the opportunity to take two or more dual enrollment classes, and it's a cost-effective way to earn college credit. Your student can get a jump start on college, saving time and money. You and your child have options, so why not discover what dual enrollment at Tri-County can do for you? Find out more at tctc.edu/DE.
Greenville has a long mattress manufacturing history going back to 1931 when Orders Mattress Company was born. Today, the fourth generation of the Orders family is still making some of the best mattresses in the U.S. Visit Engineered Sleep's one-of-a-kind mattress showroom on Pleasantburg Drive, across from Krispy Kreme, and find your next mattress. Enjoy free in-home delivery, a 100-night sleep trial, and of course, a great night of sleep. Visit EngineersSleep.com.
Parenting is hard. It's even harder if your child tells you they're in trouble with the law. What should you do next? Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, is here to help. Nick and his legal team know the best options to help defend and protect your child and their future. Whether it's a DUI, minor in possession, public disorderly conduct, or a fake ID, Nick Lavery is here to help you and your child. For your free consultation, call 864-654-3680.
On New Year's Eve, the Clemson Tigers are headed north to Syracuse, New York, as they take on the Syracuse Orange. Now that the Tigers are solely in ACC play from here on out, the Tigers look to start conference play strong with a big road win. Broadcast begins at 1:30 with tip-off at 2. Catch it all right here on the Clemson Athletic Network.
We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HDTV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The Upstate's home for Clemson men's and women's basketball. We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
Program. Thanks for joining us. Yesterday, I gathered with my my family, and we did a little family Christmas. This is my year to be with Leah's family on Christmas Day. We sort of work it out that way. I know a lot of y'all are going to a lot of places. And man, can I tell you something? It is very difficult if you are trying to watch calories, if you're trying to watch intake, if you're trying to make sure that you're eating what you're supposed to be eating. These are some of the most difficult times of the year to do that. Because a lot of it is grazing. A lot of it is you're bouncing from one house to the next to the next. And so it's hard. You're just kind of coming and going, and it's very difficult. So what if I told you there are tools that you can put into your tool chest to be able to make these parties doable? So you're not stressed out about, am I overeating? Do I have to get on the scale and be depressed about what it looks like at the end of this? PHD Weight Loss can help you right now. If you call in and mention 2 weeks on the phone, they're adding 2 free weeks to your program, and they're going to give you those tools. You've got a week to get started right now if you get in. Before January 1, when everybody else is going to try to lose weight, you can start losing weight right now, and you can get through these parties and these gatherings with a better thought process and a better way of doing it with their metabolic reset system. They're going to waive your consultation fee and pay for the cost of your food during the program when you mention 2 weeks on the phone. No reason to wait. Call today at PHD Weight Loss, 864-644-1900. That's 864-644-1900, or go to myphdweightloss.com. I don't want to start with things that you guys likely covered yesterday, okay? But there are two things that are happening today that I want to get to before we get to broader playoff, and then we'll do a lot of projecting ahead, because there are a lot of bowl games between now and when we hit the air again. And we still have a couple days. We're going to be on Monday, Tuesday next week to break down the college football playoff game. So we can do that today, but the priority, I think, probably should be just the stuff that's immediate right now. There are two things in my brain today, Ben, that there's one that's kind of a little more minor, and there's one that's a little bit major, okay? We'll start with the minor one first. Pete Thamel is reporting today that Michigan has a person of interest in their coaching search.
Oh, okay. When you said person of interest, my mind immediately went to criminal investigation. I mean, it's Michigan. It could be either.
You know, it's funny.
We have a person of interest in the Sharon Moore case. We have a person of interest in the cyber scandal. We have a person of interest in the sign stealing. We have a person. It could be a number of things, Quok.
You know, this is a Wire report right now, and it's so amazing that you brought that up, because just this morning, 2 hours ago, per ESPN, this is a Wire report. I guess the AP or Reuters or somebody put it out there. A federal judge has denied a motion by former Michigan co-offensive coordinator and quarterbacks coach Matt Weiss to have 10 aggravated identity theft counts against him dismissed. So we actually did have an update on a Michigan-related criminal case today, around the time that Pete Thamel gave an unrelated person of interest update.
Unbelievable.
That's just unbelievable.
Matt the Big Brown struggled through. Don't you have a sketch?
By the way,
let's be a leprechaun.
Sorry. We don't know the height of Matt Weiss. Everybody who has seen Matt Weiss, say yay.
I just assumed Matt Weiss was like 300 pounds overweight. But he's not.
He's sitting at a computer all day. He's got carpal tunnel. We know that. But, by the way, just so we're clear, Michigan not only has the most blatant sign-stealing scandal in American sports history, okay, more than the Houston Astros, by the way. The Houston Astros didn't put a guy in a mustache and glasses in an opposing dugout with an opposing team to steal their signs before they played them, all right? The most egregious sign-stealing scandal ever in the history of American sports. Makes the Black Sox scandal look like tiddlywinks by comparison. They not only did that, they had the FBI with a cyber crimes investigation because Matt Weiss allegedly stole private videos and photos from more than 3,300 student athletes at over 100 universities across the country. He was using Michigan Athletics Department computers while he's game planning for Michigan football to download via hacked accounts personal or intimate photographs and videos, and he took notes on the bodies and sexual preferences of athletes. These are the allegations. This is what was happening while the sign stealing was being investigated. The FBI's like, oh, y'all over there, we'll just stay in this room right here with this one computer. That's going on at Michigan.
All right, so the person of interest that you are referring to.
It's not Matt Weiss.
Okay, break that down for me.
It is Jeff Brohm, the Louisville head football coach that Pete Thamel says is a person of interest in the Michigan search. Now, it doesn't mean anything necessarily, but that language is language that specifically seems to lead us to this conclusion, okay? This is, and you have to know, it's sort of like when Shams or Woj or somebody is live tweeting the NBA draft. They're not allowed to say the Sixers are taking Chase Hunter with the number one pick. They're not allowed to say that, okay? But what they are saying is the Sixers have centered on Chase Hunter as their potential selection. Or they have crowded around a table to discuss the possibility of Chase Hunter as a number one selection. This is the way that you talk when you're not supposed to blow something, but you're supposed to suggest that up to a point, this is happening. You can't say they're about to hire him because they're not there yet. So what you say is person of interest. You use that language. And so Thamel is using that language to describe Michigan's courtship I think it was Thamel. It may not have been Thamel because I'm looking at Thamel's feed right now, and I don't actually see. Was it Wetzel?
An unnamed person listed a person of interest.
Well, now I gotta figure.
Also known as Jeff Brohm.
That's correct.
Brohm to Michigan. That actually makes some sense to me, Quok.
Yes.
Doesn't that just on the surface, personality wise and all, seem like a fit? Jeff Brohm is like he's a Big Ten guy. And he's kind of abrasive.
A little bit. I would say that. By the way, it was Pete Nakos. It was not Pete Thamel. I got my Pete's mixed up. Pete Nakos is the guy that reported Jeff Brohm has emerged as a name of interest in the Michigan coaching search. Ben, this means that Jeff Brohm is actively negotiating with Michigan. Like Michigan is not just in a reaching out phase. This is they called and he picked up the phone. That's interesting because Louisville's about to play a bowl game in like an hour and a half. And I would suggest to you that the wording of this tweet makes it seem like, and in fact, the timing of this leak makes it seem like Jeff Brohm may have coached his last game at Louisville. Because if you're Michigan, I'm not sure you're going to do any better than Jeff Brohm in this coaching search right now, right? I mean, I know the names have been floated out there, but those names feel like pipe dreams right now.
To say they can't do better, I don't think of Jeff Brohm as some, like, home run type hire. I do think a lot of him, though. But, I don't know.
Would you, let me ask you this. Would you rather have Kalen DeBoer or Jeff Brohm?
I don't know. I'm not very helpful here, but I really – Michigan just feels like a tough fit for a head coach. Maybe I'm still damaged by the Rich Rod days and stuff like that where you saw that where a good coach is just a bad fit. And I don't have a great gauge of Kalen DeBoer yet in terms of fit. My feeling is that – Kalen DeBoer is more West Coast, but I don't have a great feel for that.
Kalen DeBoer, like, just down the line football coach, that feels like Rich Rodriguez to your point. Like, he just a football coach, no connection to Michigan at all. In fact, ran a wildly different system than what Michigan was running, and implemented it not very well. And he didn't have great success there with Rich Rod. But to me, that's 100% what you're talking about. You're talking about fit because Michigan has been kind of persnickety about who they hire. And Jeff Brohm, listen, Jim Harbaugh was a Michigan man, okay? Brady Hoke was a Michigan man. Lloyd Carr was a Michigan man. You don't have to be prickly to be a Michigan man, but it does seem like prickly is okay as long as you're not prickly to Michigan. You know, if you're prickly for Michigan, they kind of like that. Like Jim Harbaugh was prickly for Michigan and like would do it with a little grin and an elbow. But like, remember when Jim Harbaugh was doing camps in like Rome and basically in Birmingham, like right in the backyard of all the SEC schools, and he's poking and prodding and all the Michigan people are cheering him on. Brady Hoke, a little bit like that. Lloyd Carr, not known as a tender soul. You're right when you say Jeff Brohm does that. Would Jeff, and this is, you would have to think that the ACC is a dying whale, or that Louisville can't do any better than what they've done. Because can you imagine I'm going to use a phrase that has been popular in circles like ours for the last couple weeks. The irreparable damage done to Jeff Brohm's reputation in Louisville if he bails now for Michigan. Can you imagine?
This late, that would be tough. Well, Louisville would call Bobby Petrino again.
Louisville, they don't know what to do.
They would call the North Carolina offensive coordinator, Bobby Petrino.
I can't wait to see that, by the way. I cannot wait to see.
I mean, they would, right? I'm not joking when I say that.
Well, they only know how to do two things. Hire Bobby Petrino and fire Bobby Petrino. In between those things, they don't really know what to do. But do you see what I mean? Like, he takes over. And make no mistake, if Jeff Brohm leaves for Michigan, from a Louisville fan's perspective, this is when he's leaving. Florida State is flailing. Miami still hasn't won the league. Clemson is on a downward trajectory. Again, we're looking at it from Louisville's perspective. The freaking championship game this year was Virginia and Duke. If you were asking a Louisville fan right now, and I bet you I've got this pegged. If you are asking a Louisville fan right now, how many programs do you feel Louisville is below in a five-year trajectory with Jeff Brohm as your coach? I bet they would say like one. I bet they would say Mario Cristobal in Miami and then them. I think they would say on a five-year trajectory, based on the narrative that's out there, that they are ahead of Clemson. They beat Clemson 2 years ago, and they almost beat them this year. They would say they're ahead of Florida State.
You know, they would say that like they have in the past. But let's face it, Louisville thinks they are a good football job, and they really just are not.
They are not.
When you break it down, when you look deeper into their athletic department, that's just not a great job. And it's not basketball. They are a little of like NC State when it comes to football. They've got some pieces. They can splash at times, but at the end of the day, their heart's not completely in football at Louisville. It just isn't. So, let me read this text to you. The texter says, can't decide between DeBoer and Brohm? Really? Still have Alabama derangement syndrome there? Let me ask you something. At what point were we talking about your Alabama team? The fact that Kalen DeBoer is the head coach at Alabama, does that automatically mean that he is a great coach at the next stop? I mean, use your brain here for just a moment. Take your Alabama bias away. I've never coached a down of football in my life at the Division I level. So if I am the next head coach at Alabama tomorrow, does that automatically make me a great head coach at the next stop?
No.
And that is my point with I was a DeBoer fan because I know people at Washington. Before he got to Alabama, I thought that was a great hire. Not thinking Kalen DeBoer might not be better fit at Michigan than Brohm has nothing to do with you and your stupid elephant school. It's not. So the same guy has texted us a million times about Alabama. It's about fit, man. It's about fit.
What? Let me ask you this. Is Alabama enamored with Kalen DeBoer? Do they like losing three games every year?
Listen,
because I'm told they don't until you start saying that maybe Kalen DeBoer's not a great candidate somewhere, and then they want to convince you that they hire. They're not saying that when Kalen DeBoer loses games, but they are saying it in this conversation, which is odd.
I think Dabo Swinney is a phenomenal head coach. I think he would be a terrible fit at some schools. Hope that helps.
A lot of schools, actually.
Merry Christmas.
Short break. Before we take that break, let me tell you about Sunrise by Empire Homes. Minutes from downtown Clemson, minutes from downtown Pendleton, just seconds from Pendleton High School. This is a well-situated, well-located neighborhood. It's just getting off the ground, man.
Boy, have you seen Pendleton High School? Holy man.
Yes, sir.
That area is getting ready to explode.
It is.
You need to get a part of that right now.
For good reason. And they are, like I say, they're literally on the front end. You could be like one of the first 10, 15, 20 people to actually build in there. They've got a lot of inquiry. Like I was over there and they were talking about the uptick in inquiries. I think it has to do a lot with the growth of the area, the fact they've got some homes going up, and those things are popping off. Like there was a house that was like they're about to have to sell their spec house because there's so much interest, is what I was told in there. Sunrise by Empire Homes, EmpireHomesUpstate.com. Schedule a tour. You want to do that. This is great location no matter where you want to be in the upstate, EmpireHomesUpstate.com. Stay with us. Hour one of the program continues right after this.
It's game on at Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram at Lake Kiwi Ford, and my team's ready to serve you. If it's selection you want, we got you covered with over 500 vehicles available. And we're tackling high prices with huge discounts, like saving up to $15,000 off a new F-150 or a Ram 1500. Plus, Lake Kiwi is blocking high interest rates with attractive financing. So make the winning drive, Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram or Lake Kiwi Ford, or you can shop us all online at LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com. That's LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com.
See dealer for details.
Did you hear that? It's game on at Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford, where Mark's team is ready to serve you. If it's selection you want, they've got you covered with over 500 vehicles ready for delivery. And Lake Kiwi's tackling high prices with new trucks discounted up to $15,000. Yes, you can save up to $15,000 on a new truck at Lake Kiwi, and they've got a bunch of them to choose from. So make the winning drive to Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford. They're between Clemson and Seneca, and always open at LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com. See dealer for details.
Your parking lot is the very first thing people see when they visit your business. Is yours making the right impression? Upstate Stripes is here to help. Family owned and operated, we're rooted right here in the Upstate. Specialize in parking lot striping, restriping, handicap spaces, and custom symbols. A sharp, freshly painted lot improves safety, boosts curb appeal, and makes your business stand out. Call 864-376-6698 or request a quote today at UpstateStripes.com.
Call the plumber whose name is his number one, Tom Plumber.
Anyone know a good plumber? It's an emergency.
One Tom Plumber will be there in an hour, or they'll discount your bill.
In 1 hour?
Yeah, just dial the number one, then Tom Plumber.
That's their name.
That's their number.
Call the plumber whose name is his number one, Tom Plumber. One Tom Plumber.
Hey, y'all. It's the Rocket Roger Clemens here. Spent a lot of time pitching heat. Years later, the pain in my joints remind me of those days, but I'm not looking to sit still, and I definitely am not interested in going under the knife. That's why I chose QC Kinetics.
Not just for elite retired athletes. QC Kinetics gives everyday folks joint pain relief using regenerative treatments that work with your body to help repair joint damage.
No surgery, no long recovery, whether it's your knees, hips, shoulders, or back. My friends at QC Kinetics will help you get moving again so you can get back to doing the things you love.
Meet face-to-face with a QC Kinetics medical professional on a free telemedicine video call today. Find out if you're a candidate.
I trusted QC Kinetics to help me feel like myself again, and I'm proud to recommend them to you.
God! Call QC Kinetics today and schedule your free consultation.
Call QC Kinetics, 864-766-8454. That's 864-766-8454. 864-766-8454.
Hey, 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 it's the Queen of Clean here at Royal Flush Toilet Rentals. Give us a call at 864-238-8800. We've got your portable toilet rentals, hand wash stations, luxury restroom toilet trailers, septic tank services, and holding tanks. So whenever you need to speak with the Queen of Clean, call Royal Flush at 864-238-8800.
Hartwell Village is your one-stop shopping experience at the intersection of Tiger Boulevard and Pendleton Road in Seneca. With 15-plus retail and dining locations, including Buff City Soap, Rack Room Shoes, Marshalls, Petco, Five Below, Uptown Cheapskate, and Ulta. Dine with friends at Tipsy Taco, Iso Iso Ramen and Boba, Five Guys, Longhorn, or Chipotle. And after a day full of fun, refuel before you hit the road at 7-Eleven. Hartwell Village wishes Clemson fans a happy shopping experience and a fantastic football season. Go Tigers!
What's Kwok ranting about?
I have no idea what I'm doing, but I know I'm doing it really, really well.
Find out weekdays from noon to 3, right here on The Roar, where every day is game day.
The first Noel, the angels did say, was to certain poor shepherds in fields as they lay, in fields where they
All right, hour one continues out of bounds. William Quaggenbush, Ben Milstead, lots to get to today. I mean, so much to get to. This hour brought to you by Lunch, a.k.a. Wendy's. Had to get my last spicy nugs of the season, Ben. Tis the season. Spicy nugs, a few fries.
During the break there, upper management was in here kind of busting your chops on getting Wendy's delivered here every day.
You know, I could go buy inferior products, or I could get Wendy's delivered. You know, sometimes
you could drive,
they say,
4 minutes out of your way to pick it up yourself. But
you know what? It is 7 minutes. Seven. That is six additional minutes from what you said, if you're counting there and back.
True.
And you know that I do not have 6 minutes.
True.
That's a big,
show starts 12:12 every day.
Big 6 minutes. At Wendy's, download the Wendy's app. Order today. Do it right now. Snickerdoodle Frosty. Get that sucker right now. All right, so we're talking about Jeff Brohm to Michigan potentially. This is the report from On3, okay? This is a fuller story about the timeline. Reese Davis, I know, had a quote that said Michigan, it'd be a shock if they had a coach by Christmas. I think it was Reese Davis. Louisville head coach Jeff Brohm has emerged as a name of interest at this point in the Michigan coaching search. Sources tell On3, as Pete Nakos, this was 4 hours ago, talks about brought Purdue to a Big Ten title game, blah, blah, blah. Some of this has to do with Bryce Underwood, where, like, a couple of the names I've seen, like, if you're Bryce Underwood, you might be looking over the fence if you get a couple of these names.
For now, Bryce Underwood is staying, right?
That's right. He ain't in yet. And if you get Jeff Brohm,
I ain't
bet
walking
they can
away
convince
from good
him.
Money.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the money's still green regardless who the coach is. Brohm was a name of note in the Penn State coaching search, but ultimately decided to stay put. He's yet to sign a contract extension Louisville has been working on since the fall. Notable. It's unclear at this point how far along Brohm is in the process with Michigan, but he's a clear name of interest. Other names that continue to come up in conversations with sources include Eli Drinkwitz. I'd be shocked about that one. He just signed a big contract. I know Michigan says they want to pay, but at some point, that's just drunken sailor stuff. Like, at some point, it's just not even worth it to pay the – like, for what? For a marginal – like, if you want Drinkwitz, but you also want Kyle Whittingham, is he worth, like, $50 million extra dollars? I mean, no, he's not worth $50 million extra dollars to you, probably.
My timing may be off here, but didn't Drinkwitz sign his extension right after Michigan fired Sherrone Moore?
It was roughly around that time. It may have been right after. It may have been right before. But I would say it's roughly around that time. We can nail that down, I think. Kyle Whittingham is in there. Jesse Minter, defensive coordinator for the Chargers, who was at Michigan. And interim head coach Biff Poggi. is also a candidate here. So, like, to me, of those, like, Poggi and Minter are terrible names. Whittingham and Drinkwitz, good names. Brom, best name in terms of the whole situation. So we can continue to monitor that, but that's what's out there. Texture from the 864 says, breaking news, Brian Kelly hired and then fired at Michigan. Search continues. That's great.
Someone posted a photo of a man lift outside Michigan, somewhere at the Michigan football facility. Like, oh, this is a bad sign. Talking about Brian Kelly, like, yikes.
They're just getting ready for his arrival. By the way, did you read the Athletic report on Sherrone Moore? Did you read some of the,
yes,
the reporting on there from 20-plus people about multiple women, some of whom he would have no reason to interact with at all, that he was reaching out to on Instagram, like, while preparing for games?
I read the one where the girl that he's had the affair with, the staffer, the apartment complex she lives in is shared by many football players. And Moore had a recognizable vehicle, and they all saw it there over the years, late at night, many times. And it, the story did not say this, but it suggested that this was a poorly kept secret in the football building. Like, listen, if your head coach's car is parked in your apartment complex, you know, one night a week, at some point you're asking questions, right?
You would think so, yeah.
You know,
you're probably not asking questions of him, but around him and behind his back.
I mean, at first you're thinking, okay, hey, coach is checking up on somebody. You know, the left guard, man, he's been rumors about him, you know, out drinking and stuff. Coach is over here checking on him. And then you start asking around, like, nah, coach wasn't in my place. Was it your – no, he wasn't in my – you know what I mean?
I mean,
at some point, there's some deductive reasoning that happens here, and you start figuring things out.
The other part of that is they were talking about the volatility of the situation and, like, how – you know, the Coldplay couple, they're out having an affair, the Coldplay couple. Sherrone Moore had that moment with his side piece like a year ago at a lacrosse game on Big Ten Network. He's, like, on camera. They lingered on him. Like, we're talking about, here's Sherrone Moore, the head coach, and she's right there. And somebody, according to the report in Athletic, brought it up in the building as, hey, this looks bad. And apparently Moore, like, jumped down the guy's throat. And that was before anyone knew. But he's like, hey, this looks bad. Like, he's not even making an accusation. He's just like, hey, you might want to be more careful. Like, that didn't look good. And, I mean, the fact that they were worried about his mental health, I remember my wife is very perceptive. She's also very blunt. I don't know. Some of y'all have interacted with my wife. Like, y'all know. She says what she thinks. She's not afraid to confront. And she, again, she's very good at reading people. Remember when Sherrone Moore, like, repeatedly said the F word on live TV and was, like, crying tears down his face like, yeah, Jim Harbaugh died? Remember that? She was like, this person should not be coaching a football team. Like, he is so out of control right now. That was her response. You know, most of the sports world was like, oh, man, this is weird. But this guy, like, loves his coach. He's emotional. Like, this is his first win, whatever. And Leah's like, this guy's lost all control. He had no control of his emotions or words. And sure enough, it appears that Sherrone Moore lacks the self-control and maybe even mental health to be a head football coach anywhere, much less at Michigan.
Hey, just because somebody cries on command doesn't mean they've lost self-control. Let's just make that clear.
Look,
okay?
I'm not saying it. Your boy is not guilty as charged, okay? I can't say that.
Chad the mailman said, I've seen Ben's truck out Ingles way too much. What's going on? Listen. I'm having an affair with on my so wife good. With the salad bar at Ingles.
That's
okay,
so good. He's just working.
I've named her Sally.
He's just
Sally Salad Bar.
He's just coloring in the sign they made for the salad bar with his name on it, so everybody knows who owns it. So anyway, that That's happening at Michigan. All that stuff is happening at Michigan and, you know, federal cases.
Michigan is a gift that just keeps on giving. It would be, in all seriousness, if Brohm or whoever takes that job, if it's a college job, somebody is last at hiring, and they are at a you're at a disadvantage there. I mean, you start looking at coordinators, and you might ought to be doing that anyway. But that would, I mean, if I'm Louisville, I'm working on a backup plan today. You know, because yeah. you play football in an hour and 6 minutes.
Well, I mean, you know what the backup plan is. Louisville always has a backup plan. Their plan B is always the offensive coordinator of the North Carolina Tar Heels. I mean, that's the easiest one in the book. Scramble mode. The other sports story today, we were actually talking about this a little bit before the show. The USC-Notre Dame drama is just, it is just the juiciest, fascinating thing. Because basically what is happening here, you know, I don't want to just air grievances against Notre Dame every day, but I'm so tired of Notre Dame making everything about them. And then we see that USC is now doing a little spin zone of its own. And trying to say, well, we didn't know about, we were going to play. Remember that whole thing this year about, oh, it might have been the last time, and they were working with Netflix, Lincoln Riley said, to get a deal done, and NBC was like, no, you're not. We're not doing a Netflix deal. You're going to be on our channel, and we're not going to be at all. And so they were like working toward a resolution there to get on future schedules, and it, according to USC, it was almost there. And then they found out about the MOU. They found out. And they were scorned, and they were hurt. And the MOU says that's the document that Pete Bavakwa, again, when he was just blurting out everything that he felt in his soul, okay?
It's the Memorandum of Understanding.
And it says that Notre Dame, starting next year in the college football playoff, if they are ranked inside the top 12, they are guaranteed to be included in the field. If the field expands to 14... that goes to the top 14. If it expands to 16, that includes the top 16. If that rule were in place this year, Notre Dame would have gotten in the field over Miami, who beat Notre Dame on the field, and the committee ranked higher. Notre Dame would get in. Miami would be excluded from the field. And so you can understand why everybody else is sort of nervous about how this might play out. Now, I do want to say one more thing. Nicole Auerbach is reporting that everyone sort of knew this MOU existed and signed off on it, but I don't think anyone foresaw or thought about what happens if Notre Dame's in the top 12 and this very narrow instance happens and you get a team that beat Notre Dame, that was ranked ahead of Notre Dame, they get screwed out. USC is using the Miami example to say, whoa, whoa, whoa. We're not going to play you early in the season, not at the end. We're not going to play you and beat you and then be ranked ahead of you and then you get in over us. So we're just not going to play you at all.
Remember yesterday, folks, I told you how we got to this point and how the playoff committee gets together, who the playoff committee is, how the voting happens, why we have Group of Five in there. And those 10 conference commissioners plus Notre Dame AD Pete Bavakwa apparently are the ACC is not the only people who have knelt and kissed the ring of Notre Dame and given them everything they've wanted, because the other 10 conference commissioners have agreed to give Notre Dame an automatic spot. And this news came out on December 7th or 8th, I can't remember. And it kind of got swept under the rug because of all the other controversy that was going on at the time. But now that you have time to really stop and think about it, if that was in place this year, like they are ranked 11th in the current playoff committee rankings, in the final rankings here. BYU is ranked 12th. Who I still say has as much of an argument to be made as Notre Dame does. Notre Dame would have been guaranteed a spot. BYU would not have been guaranteed a spot. So it's, again, we're given special privilege to Notre Dame here. I got to revisit thinking that the ACC is the only entity on the planet that gives Notre Dame everything they want, because that's actually not the case. Every conference has signed off on this.
I want to talk about,
and it blows my mind.
I want to talk this more on the other side, because you're 100% right, and it is damaging to a playoff that's already had damage done to it this year. Hour 2's next.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
When you shop for the holidays with AMPM Farms Butchery and Market, you're supporting real folks who care about what ends up on your plate. AMPM Farms Butchery and Market brings together the best of the Carolinas with a farm-to-table spirit, offering fresh, restaurant-quality cuts you'll feel proud to serve. Around here, good food starts with good people. Raised right, prepared right, and shared with love. Good food, good neighbors, great holidays. AMPM Farms Butchery and Market, your local farm.